This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Rwandan-backed rebels of the M23 movement have entered Goma in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo and have called on government troops there to lay down their weapons. Journalists report persistent gunfire and explosions. Ndeyekedi Lo is with MONUSCO, the UN peacekeeping force supporting DRC's military. She said a fierce battle was underway to prevent Goma from falling.
MONUSCO is maintaining its defensive position in the city to push back the M23 rebel group advance. And we are supporting with artillery, with helicopter attacks. We are also firing on M23 positions, but the pressure is very high.
Congo has accused Rwanda of sending troops across the border to help the rebels. Rwanda says Kinshasa supports genocidal militias who want regime change in Kigali. Donald Trump has announced tariffs and other measures against Colombia after it turned back two military planes carrying migrants deported from the US. President Gustavo Petro announced matching countermeasures against the United States. Ione Wells has more details.
The consequences of the war of words and tariffs that has ensued raises many questions. Colombia provides 27% of the US's imported coffee. Will that become more expensive? Or will US importers look elsewhere, hitting Colombian producers? In a scathing attack on Mr. Trump, Mr. Petro said Colombia was now open to the entire world with open arms. Every year, tens of thousands of people from around the world attempt to make a treacherous crossing from Colombia to North America. The question now is whether Colombia's open invitation means even more attempt the journey, or will the threat of a closed US border deter them?
America's vice president has defended a move to raid schools and churches as part of a crackdown on illegal immigration. J.D. Vance made the comment during an interview on the CBS network.
We empowered law enforcement to enforce the law everywhere to protect Americans.
But that also has a knock-on effect, a chilling effect, arguably, to people to not send their kids to school.
I desperately hope it has a chilling effect on illegal immigrants coming into our
country. You think the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops are actively hiding criminals?
I think the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has frankly not been a good partner in common sense immigration enforcement that the American people voted for. And I hope, again, as a devout Catholic, that they'll do better.
Meanwhile, President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, says he's convinced that countries reluctant to take back migrants deported from the US will capitulate under American pressure. Italy has resumed its controversial transfer of migrants intercepted in the Mediterranean to centres in Albania for processing. The Ministry of Interior said a Navy ship carrying 49 asylum seekers had left Italy and was expected to arrive in Albania on Tuesday. BBC News. Sweden says it has seized a ship suspected of damaging an underwater data cable running to Latvia. Prosecutors stated that an initial investigation pointed to sabotage and an inquiry has been launched involving police, the military and the Coast Guard. The Israeli Prime Minister's office says Hamas has agreed to hand over three further Israeli hostages ahead of the scheduled swap of prisoners with Israel. The Israeli authorities had previously demanded the release of one of them, Arbel Yehud, before it would allow displaced Palestinians to return to northern Gaza. The Arab League has added its voice to a broad rejection in the Middle East to a proposal by President Trump that more than 1 million Palestinians be removed from Gaza and relocated to neighbouring countries. The Arab League statement described the suggestion as a form of ethnic cleansing. Nick Beek is in Jerusalem.
Jordan has already got more than 2 million registered Palestinian refugees, and the foreign minister has been saying that they've got this unwavering commitment to Palestinians remaining in Gaza. Egypt has said that any sort of forced displacement of Palestinians could jeopardise the peace deal that was signed back in 1979 between Egypt and Israel. In Israel, far-right politicians, they've welcomed the comments from President Trump because ultimately they would like to see Jewish settlers return to Gaza to live there in the years to come.
The United States and Lebanon say the ceasefire deal with Israel has been extended until February the 18th. It had been due to expire on Sunday. Israel said on Friday it would keep some troops in southern Lebanon beyond the original deadline. It said the Lebanese government was not fully implementing its part in the ceasefire deal. Earlier, Israeli soldiers in the south were accused of killing at least 22 people who were attempting to return home. BBC News.